Blog Talk Radio. Hey, you sexies, what's going on? It is Thursday night, and you know what that means? This show is all about you. And this week, right, tonight is the night where you can ask me anything, because this show is completely uncensored and unfiltered, and this is the show that's strictly about you, my listeners. I want to welcome you to this show. I am Miss V, the Toy Lady. I'm your host for the next hour, and I will be taking your questions, answering your questions, and we'll be talking about any and everything tonight. Oh, my God. Well, I got to confess, I got into that March Madness bracket. So, right now I'm doing pretty good. I got my teams. At least I did get something, right? I did Michigan State. They're moving on. Okay. Western Michigan and Syracuse. Western Michigan and Ohio State apparently didn't like me. So I definitely would not have been winning that million-dollar bracket if I would have been in it, because I am right now looking at my other teams. Hoping that more people will pull out. But I'm looking pretty good. My bracket is really looking pretty good. I'm not better. I don't really get into all of the March Madness, but I did this year. Friends asked me just to do it on the friendly side. So right now, looking at my bracket, let's see. Florida, they got me going. Colorado got eliminated. Ohio State got eliminated. Western Michigan got eliminated. Waiting on Co and Kansas State, Virginia, and Georgetown. North Carolina, Central Carolina. I'm really going after that. Connecticut and Villanova. That's on that side. Arizona, Gonzaga. I got y'all going. I'm waiting on y'all. But I'm doing pretty good. I did pick Oregon and Wisconsin again, the other side of my bracket. So, for you guys who want to know what's going on with my bracket and how much fun I'm having, you know, let me know what I mean, who knows me know that I am a true Emu fan. And for those of you who don't know what Emu is, Eastern Michigan University, I am proud alumni. So I try to go with the state schools. I try to go with MAC conference. Why, for anybody who said, why not pick Western Michigan? I pick Western Michigan because that's the conference that my school pays in. So I am a MAC conference girl. But I didn't think I would get excited. And then he sent me a text message and asked me. So naturally, you know, got kids all up in my business bracket, so I sent him a copy of my bracket because I figured trying to explain to him who I was rooting for when I really didn't keep it in my mind. And for anybody who say, how did I pick? I'm a statistics type of person, so at first I was like throwing schools, and then I started who had better records. Not record against, I'm being honest, you know, I seen against season. There was no, they say there was no, it was tennis, but mine was logic. I didn't say, oh, well, this is this. You know, I did have some schools that I had kind of locked in for certain things. Right now, I'm feeling good. My bracket is out there, you know, so say, what am I talking about? Yes, I'm talking about March Madness. I fell into it. They sucked me in this year. But I'm good because it's all fair, especially, I guess, because I have it on the line. So it's more fun to me, so I don't sleep. I don't care if somebody loses. It kind of hurts my soul. I'm like, oh, y'all couldn't approve me wrong or something. You know, go on and help us out. But I'm doing a little family bracket, and I'm doing pretty good right now. You know, today is the first day. All my teams haven't been eliminated, so, you know, I've had a couple of teams eliminated so far, but I'm feeling kind of good about myself. I ain't going to lie to you, I'm feeling kind of good, because I thought that I would have had a whole lot of teams eliminated in the first round, just because I really don't. I mean, if you ask me which sports I know, my true favorite sport outside of soccer, I love soccer because both my children were soccer players. My son played soccer all the way up until he graduated from high school. So I am that parent who was at every game. But outside of that, when we get down to sports, I ain't gonna hold you up. I am a football fan. I'm a big football fan. I am actually a baseball fan. I don't get into it like some of these other folks. You know, I don't have fantasy football leagues. I don't play fantasy football at all. But I do watch the other things. Basketball, I'm into it, but not a whole lot. I like it. But I do get into it. I don't know all of the ins and outs of the game yet. I just like to go watch. Guaranteed, that's the only place that you can fight legally. Yes, I said that. So for anyone who wants to call in, because tonight is the show that is all about what you guys want and talk about, you could give me a call at 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. You're listening to Ask Miss V with Miss V the Toy Lady. And I'm taking all your questions and we're having a major conversation. You know, so I checked. We didn't have no questions. So I'm just having a chill night, you know. But to make sure that I don't bore you guys, you know, I'm gonna do what I do best. We're gonna go a little bit, and I'm gonna music. How about that? I'm gonna give y'all something I wanna hear.
I hope you guys like that because I do think we run the world. I know y'all said crazy, but run the world. Hey, I think we do. I'm with it. You guys don't have any good sense. But like I said, you are listening to Ask Miss V. And this is the show that is about you guys. You ask the questions, I answer them. You talk about what you want to talk about for the next 48 minutes. Yeah, 48 minutes. We're having discussions about what you want to talk about, any topic you want to talk about. You know, I started on Tuesday talking about that spring breakup. Yeah, you know, I'm talking about the spring breakup. It's starting to get a little warmer. Have women with their titties hanging out and men drooling. Not that y'all need a reason to drool. And you're going to have to. So I really don't want anybody to think that I'm just one-sided because you got some drool over that stuff too. You know, but I will say that for whatever reason, people tend to think that it's the spring is the time to, as they say, make them changes. You know, like getting somebody new is going to make your life any doggone better, any worse. You know, sometimes change is not good. Tell people that this fam, from, I don't think they're still using it, but I would have to ask somebody. There's a fam. Grass is always greener on the other side until you have to be the one to cut. And once you got to cut it, then there's some issues going on. So I tell you, know, I'm like greener on the other side. Well, I'm talking that I was looking for. Okay, so now I know what I'm looking for. But when I say that, you know, you guys hear me say little crazy things like, okay, well, why break up? I think it's a good time. I don't hit too much on it because it is about, you know, you guys. And if I always talk about what I want to talk about, then I never get a chance to hear what you want to talk about. And it's one of those things that, you know, I think that you should be able to, I think everybody should have a platform. If you stand age is that actually giving my listeners the platform that a lot of people don't give. And this is the platform for you to talk, say what you want to, and I know some people say, you know, we just do whatever we want to. We can post it on Facebook. But sometimes you want to have a discussion. And you want to have a real discussion. Typing back and forth is one thing, but having an actual adult conversation, and I mean a real one where you're not arguing, you're not debating, you're not, you know what I'm saying, having problems with people, but having real discussions, it's a big difference versus, you know, oh, I'm not doing this or, oh, I'm not doing that, you know. So my biggest thing is I always tell people that it's nice to have discussion, but it's better to have a very real discussion. I just think that, you know, some of us need to, sometimes you need to have an outlet. And I'm happy to give the outlet to people. And I'm happy to, you know, let people know that there is somebody out there who is listening who isn't just about what they want to talk about. Even though y'all know I will talk about some stuff. Let's get that clear. But I want to hear what you talk about. Before I have to give a big, big happy birthday out of my loyal listeners and tweet followers to my sexy V. Right, said, what the hell is a sexy V? He's that he been, oh my God, listening to myself for almost a year. He is just fabulous. And
all I can say is that I hope that Joseph is having a very great birthday. And, you know, he put out there that he's been on, I think he said he's going to be 38. So, Joseph, you know, don't do anything I wouldn't do, but he's to be it. Okay, I always get this messed up. Is it, whichever Disney is in Florida, with Universal and all that, that's where he's going. I think Universal. Okay, Universal Orlando. But he's going to, like, do all that down there. So, that's where he's at with that. So, big, big happy birthday to, I know people are like, birthday, and why does she sound like she's pausing? Because anybody who knows me knows that I multitask 5 million times. Y'all know that I do 5 million things at once. So I'm having my show. I've got tweets going on back and forth. I get the shout out. But I have to know, you know, since I got your attention for a minute, let me take advantage of the situation. And that taken is that Miss V the Toy Lady. And I know it's been a while since I've really been talking about the toys, but you know we got to get into it. For those of you who are intimidated or think that you don't need toys or this is wrong or that this is not what you want to do or whatever stereotypes that you have about toys in your mind, remember, some people call them toys. I call them enhancers. And the reason why I call them enhancers is because they enhance our relationship. And who's in a relationship or not in a relationship, it's a whole lot when you are bringing a person or object into your bedroom. And I say that because part of using a toy is that you can having a toy is the safest sex you can have. Some people will say that a toy will replace your mate. A toy can never replace your mate. But what a toy can do is enhance your relationship. I will tell you that as we get older, to all my ladies who are the age 40 and over, and I say this not that you young ladies don't need it, so you're listening, but once we hit 40, and I'm going to keep it real, at the age of 40, our sex drive, the majority of the time, it changes better. We're almost like that 20-year-old little boy. We want it all day and night, this time, then we don't want it. I can't explain it. I thought it was I had family members tell me years and years ago, you're 40, you're going to always have sex. And I'm like, whatever, I don't believe this. I reached 40. You would have thought that I had a brand new hormone because I everywhere I go, there wasn't a penis that I did not know. And I can tell you that when I saw this penis, I didn't know whose it was, but I had penises that I. So when I turn around, like, I got to have tonight, I'm like a little teenager, and I don't go around begging for it, but I can tell you, if you are in a relationship and your mate is not, because I can't speak for nobody but me, but I believe I always be sexy for my man, you know, unless... This is so damn cold. Where we agreeing, like we should run. Hey, bumps look good. You know, we got to keep warm. But I truly believe. I mean, I don't own granny panties. I think granny panties are exactly what they are, granny panties. So I don't own a pair of granny panties. I always wear. I wear what we call the sexy night shirts. My silk, something like that.
I try to make sure 95% of the time that my hair is combed. And I know people say, why do you say that? Because, you know, you don't have to go and have a glamorous weave and down your back, but try to at least look halfway decent. Don't look like a totally person when you wake up with the man in the morning. And, you know, if he's not quite getting there, or he's not understanding that this is what you want, and he thinks, you know, other times, especially with us ladies, we turn 40. Our men sometimes think that we're seeing somebody else because we want it so much. And I talk about my family. I talk about everybody. I talk about a friend of mine. You know that I talk. Then don't tell me things you don't want me to talk about because you know it's going to come out. And this was, oh, my God. 50 years ago, probably more than that. I never understood because me and my children for a brief period of time lived with my parents. And when we lived with them, it was a totally different experience because my father kept calling to have sex. So I tell her that it took me the longest to understand what dad was saying until I got older. I was like, my up all the time. And he called my mom, you know, a pig bunny. And I'm like, oh, shit. So if you want to say something around your children or talk about sex around your children because you have young ones at home, but your husband or your spouse, your mate or whomever you're with says want it, or they start saying and you don't want to have the sex conversation from your children. If you want to say something about sex, say Peg Bundy. Because I think it's really cute and safe to say. You know, and understand what Peg Bundy was asking for. And all she was asked for, but it took me a while when my father called my mom that to get into it. So I tell everybody, you know, I consider myself, I got, you know, Peg Bundy had red hair. I got red hair. I turned 40. I don't know if she was 40, you know. And I got a fucking sex drive. And I need more than 3 minutes. I'm sorry. Al Bundy could never be my man. You know, 3 minutes or whatever it was they be doing, I need more than that. But really, I can relate to Peg Bundy. And men, the reason why I'm talking about this is because sometimes, if you're just laying there, laying next to us, and you don't want to do it with us, please let us do it next to you so we don't feel like we're totally cheating. And actually, I think you'll be excited because I've had men tell me that there's nothing more sexual or sexy than watching their mate use one of their products on them. And I can tell you that, you know, once you pull out a Hitachi wand or a Vibro Dolphin or a Bullet, once you pull these products out and you let your mate use them and you have them use them in front of you, your relationship will be at a whole new level because you could take that product and if you're mate is, if one of you are going out of town and you know that your wife is really sexual, but when you get to that hotel, it's a beautiful thing, you know, they didn't have Skype, but you can Skype on your phones, and now the netbooks and tablets have cameras on them. I have a that has a front-facing camera. I don't have Skype on. I have a Chromebook, but I do have other laptops, and I can tell you with face-to-face Skype, phones have Skype on. Kid you not, most phones have Skype. So if you've got Skype on that phone, that's like, wow, you know, something really good going on. And I would suggest that any and everybody use Skype because it's a way to have fun and sex with your mate without anybody cheating. And you get off. I mean, I don't know how many of you have phone sex, but I phone sex is a beautiful thing to have. I will go to any and everybody. I know y'all said, am I serious? I'm dead serious. I recommend phone sex. If you are a couple, I recommend phone sex. I recommend that you at least once a week if you are not going to be seeing each other. And be one-sided. You know, let's get some real phone sex here. And I'm going to keep this real because a lot of times people forget how to have phone sex or what to say or how to do it. And it's always the, oh, well, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And conversation. All I want to do is sometimes I won't listen to him because I think there's nothing sexier than listening to my man get off. And when he asks me, what am I wearing? And he tells me to do certain things, that's pleasurable for both of you. And if you've got toys, then he could say, pull out this toy and use it. And what you can do with it. It's just totally sexy and hot to me. And I think the people have gotten out of it. You know, everybody will watch a video, but what about everything else? I want to know, and I think what we're going to do is probably we're going to cut a little short tonight because I feel that sometimes if it's time, you might not want to hear all the time. So one of the things I do, because I don't want to bore you guys, I want you guys to constantly come back. And it's only an hour, but I respect you guys' time. I think that's the one thing a lot of people forget, is that I respect you guys' time. And I'll probably cut the show off early. If you guys don't call in or you guys send an email or don't send a tweet. Because remember, you can go to the chat room. You can use these options. Excuse me. The options that are out there, I mean, and when I say options, that's not a good word. You can contact me. You can tweet me at Miss Vita Lady at the on Twitter. Let me repeat that again. Tweet me at Miss Lady, that's MSVDATOYLADY. You can also email anytime at askmissv@thetoy.com. Hey, Miss V @ATOYLADY.com. Remember always, join the chat room live here on Blog Talk Radio. The chat room, as long as the show is open. And that's where you could post your questions if you don't want to ask anything, if you don't want to feel like you're being singled out, or you can call and ask your question. But you have so many options. And then also, you could go to the page, Miss Vita Toy Lady Jones, and you can ask whatever you want there. And we still Facebook. So we've got all these different avenues. And you also watch the crazy stuff that I post on Instagram. But with all those options, I just want you guys to know you have more ways to contact me than anything else because Thursdays, like I said, is about you. This is the show where you get questions and answers. And like I said, I'm kind of figuring that being the first day of March Madness, believe it or not, I want to get back to one of them games too. But as much as I want to get to them games, want to make sure that you guys are having a whole lot of fun. And I'm talking about a whole lot of fun. I'm trying to give y'all something new out here. But I don't think I got nothing new. Or do I? Oh, here we go. Minute.
They don't know I call you sprinkler system cause you sprinkling like water. Don't tell your daddy you be calling me daddy, but tell them Ludacris is thankful for his daughter. Why we all in the backseat of my Impala? Hut one, hut two, hike, hike, hike. They don't know about the scratches on my back and how I call you my bed bug when you bite, 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 bite. Nibbling, dribbling, feeling all my adrenaline, tasting like cinnamon. I can think of so many synonyms. You be killing them other women pretending they don't know that you really hardcore like little Kim and Em. Squat down, bend it over, bring it back from the side, turn around, hunchback, Notre Dame. Turn your device on, it's the right song. Turn the lights on, Rico Love, and you know my name.
They don't know, a loud mouth won't get you nowhere. Baby, I swear. I'm best friends with Giuseppe. If you let me, I put you in something rare. Yeah, with your homegirl back in 06. Why she keep bringing up Osh? She was cool with a girl I used to go with, but you could tell them both that it's Yoda. I bet. You don't even speak when you see me in the street, but you still my little freak, girl. You don't take pictures like you're blind, take it like them lame. Man, why they so weak? Tonight we might be courtside, me, you and wifey. 200 on my neck, even though I got a check. She'll fuck around and spend it on me.
They don't know, they don't know, they don't know. They don't, they don't know. They don't know, they don't, they don't know. They don't, they don't know. They don't know.
In the same room, we gon' never say shit. Just keep it between me and you. No trigger, and we cool.
They don't know
how you feel about me. Can't live without me.
Without me.
They don't know how that pretty thing cream when you think about me.
About me.
They don't know you've been staying in my condo about a month. It's a key up on your chain when you're going through some things. Escape whenever you want.
They don't know.
How I hit it by the fire and your legs stretch wider and it just gets tighter.
I don't know
that you're stressed and you're tired, but the stress gets lighter with the money that I wire.
I don't know.
I like to put my lips on,
kiss on
every part of your body.
I don't know.
Do it so well, baby, who you gonna tell?
Nobody. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiara Thomas.
Gave a bitch a high five. I don't know why she was looking at me side eye. I don't even know why I'm sky high. I don't even know why I'm high. Is that a high crime? But I got a gang of naked pictures that I'm ready to send you. If you just want relations, baby, it's nothing that can do. You said you looking for something to get into. Oh, I'm looking for someone to get into. They don't know you got me crazy and craving and screaming that I wanna have your baby. Posted all up in this bed, all up in my legs, pulled in like that, Mercedes.
Oh,
they don't know. They can't hang if they don't smoke. I don't f*** with niggas if they don't blow. And that ain't no joke.
They don't know, they don't know.
Have to do it one day, I'm gonna remix.
They don't know, they don't know.
They don't know,
they don't know.
They don't know.
In the same room,
but we don't ever say sh-
yeah.
Keep it between me and you.
Hey, they be all in your ear. Like why you stick around while you're here? All he do is let you down. Does he care how your smile disappear? How many times you cried in a year? Is it love or the pride in the field? Did you try and interfere? Hey, she go and dive up a pill with some concrete shoes on their heels.
I'll arrange that.
Don't they know they talking loud, blowing smoke when it clear? I be standing right here.
Turn the lights
on. Don't they know everything we met, you done had to bet.
That's right.
Wait a little longer, got better than that. Okay, I gave everything that I had in my chest. Never held back, is you telling them that? Man, I'm the answer to the question, where the felon is at? Don't have me waiting for the cat, like where the hell is he at? Hey, the love of my life, you gon' forever be that. Whoever questioning that, I guess they clear to see that.
They don't know, they don't know. They don't want, they don't wanna remake. They don't know, they don't know. They don't,
they don't know. They don't know.
We be in the same room,
but we don't ever say sh-
yeah.
Keep it between me and you.
And we cool,
they don't know.
They don't know.
Have to do it one time for the remix.
They don't know. They don't know. They don't, they don't know.
They don't know. They don't even know I know you.
You don't be talking like a lame.
You follow all the rules.
Yeah.
We keep it cool.
They don't know. They don't know.
Now, y'all should know that. Y'all know that's some deep stuff when you say they don't know. I don't really want to focus on that song because it's about you guys. So, what's going on? You've got 20 minutes left. Get a little bit less. You know, this is Ask Miss V, the place where you can ask me any and everything, and I will answer your questions live on air. Remember, anything that you ask, the whole world can hear. But there's nothing off limits. We talk about politics. We talk about sports. We talk about this. We talk about that. But what one thing we do is we keep the conversation going. Going and going and going and going. So, with everything that we have going on, what's going on with you guys? It looks like the spring is trying to break. I heard we're supposed to get snow again this weekend. I'm losing my mind. I am tired of snow. I'm just keeping it real. Today is the first day of spring. And I know there's some people out there who probably got to drop this. I got to drop that. Yeah, I'm too, but I'm on a mission. I think I'm on a this time. I think that, you know, we work our regimen in the right to focus. I'm ready and tired of things I got coming up. I got some things taken care of, and we're going to be getting high and focused on them. And I've had some people who are motivating me. I mean, they're going to kind of stay, as they say, watching what I'm eating, trying not to do a lot. We just got a whole lot of things going on this year with V's After Dark. So I got some people who are backing me. I think that there'll be some serious, serious changes that will happen. And there'll be positive changes. Oh, shoot. What else can I talk about? Wow. I want to talk about you guys. Okay. I don't like the rest of y'all. I'm getting into my brackets. So let's see if I've had anybody else eliminated. Because this always happened. Let me refresh it. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I have my bet. I brought it to so I can see. So I so far I'm still doing good. I still got I'll let y'all know who is still in my bracket. I'll let y'all know who I still have in my bracket. Either they have not played yet or they have already won. Okay. Florida. Thank you. You got me going. BCU and UCLA, they haven't played yet. I've got New Mexico and Kansas. Apparently, they haven't played yet. I've got... Oh, wait a minute. Let me take that back. Oh, yeah. I'm good. I'm on it. New Mexico and Kansas. Yes, I'm still rooting. They're still in the... They still haven't played yet. About that. And George Washington, I know why y'all say Jordan. Hey, I told y'all my strategy. Bert and Michigan win today, so yes, they kept me going. North Carolina and North Central haven't played. Connecticut and Villanova still haven't played. Arizona and Gonzaga played. North Dakota and Connecticut still haven't played. Baylor and Creighton still haven't played. But I had to win. Oregon and Wisconsin, they're going up against each other, so I got that going. Kansas, they still haven't played yet or they're in the midst of playing. St. Louis and Louisville still haven't played yet or are playing. Mass and Duke still have not played yet. Arizona State, apparently they're playing. U of M, yes, they're part of my bracket. So for those of y'all and risk on the bracket, and I guess I'm not doing too good on my bracket right now, but I'm okay. Because who I said is going to make it to the Final Four makes it, I'm happy. So, that's where I'm standing on my bracket, and I'm looking at it. So kind of like a whole lot of people. I'm keeping track of it, going a little bit nuts. Who's in your bracket? Tweet me. You know, let's see if my team can beat yours, because I'm not really betting anything. I'm all out, and I think that's why I'm not losing my mind like some people, because I'm strictly doing this out of fun. I have nothing at stake with it. I didn't bet my car. I didn't bet my house. I didn't bet my firstborn. My firstborn, you will give him back, you know. He, my secondborn, both have needs that they want. I, tell everybody, you know, we're going to close out this show, and we're going to say, I hope you guys have a can, and I hope you guys have fun, and I hope that you guys stay your brackets and don't gamble. Remember, those office pools, they're saying are illegal. I wouldn't know. I'm doing mine for fun. I don't have an office pool to get into. But until next week, you guys, I hope you have fun. I'm not going to bore you guys. I'm not going to talk here for another 15 minutes. I'm just going to say that, remember, you can always follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toilet Lady. That's MSVOYL. You should check out our Facebook page, V Special Products. Check me out on Instagram at Miss V the Toilet Lady. Send all your questions to AskMissV at thetoylady.com. That's AskMissVDatoLady.com. And I will talk to you guys next week.